out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher. crabdiving.com.
This is what I am. I'm a throwback.
However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, this Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay.
We appreciate the faithless fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots and lots to talk about.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit. The country's going down the shitter. Thanks for joining us. Join us on social medias and everything. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I've been trying to make sense out of this Cambridge Analytica bullshit. And goddamn, it looks like Facebook knew what was going on and what was going on with all this stolen data and shit.
I don't think they consider it stolen. I think they consider it misused.
Yeah.
That they are not feeling as culpable. I don't buy Zuckerberg's apology. I don't know.
Fuck just, no.
God, there's just something Fuck about no. him. He's just a little on the Uzi side. And, yeah. and I don't buy it when he's like, well, you know, we're supposed to be trusting we're trusted with the public's data and we failed that and I'm sorry.
He's lying.
He is full
of fucking shit. You're telling me Facebook, whose only resource is their users, who that's how they make all their advertising dollars off of, they're naive and didn't know what the fuck was going on and were complicit in all this bullshit?
Right.
I mean, I think Zuck has some fucking explaining to do.
In Europe, you know, as seems to be a lot these days, ahead of us as far as starting to legislate and rein in some of these social media platforms and stuff that they, you know, and in Europe, really going after fake news
in a big way.
Here, they give it the highest ratings on
cable. Absolutely. And we're so tolerant of these racists. You know, they can spread hate, they can embolden other idiots, and we don't have any, I don't know, we tolerate it.
I like to fight, too!
Yeah.
All kinds of shit going on this lovely Faithless Friday. We're going to waggle our atheism out a little bit more, and although it's really hard these days to not, because half of the stories I go through during the rest of the week also seem to have to do with cross-shaped objects being shoved into our orifices.
Oh my! By the way, I just want to say, Christians, you're welcome. You're welcome. The left is so tolerant of your fucking bullshit.
Let's see what's going on in the big old stinking headlines, and then we'll get to the fun shit.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, March 23rd, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Did you bring condoms?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Over at the
how does he do his fucking job? You know what I mean?
How did Donald Trump ever end up avoiding getting on that show.
Yeah, Chris, that would have been a good get for you, Donald Trump, as a guest.
I'm here to see Monica.
Hey, Trump, what's with all the fucking condoms in the bag?
Over at the commie pinko liberal Huff Post, it says the Parkland kids can never move on.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, I'm sure they've got dead friends.
How do you
move on from that?
Right.
And that's what it's about. You can't move on from something like this. Nobody ever can. David Hogg, the apparent crisis actor from Los Angeles, pretending to be a student from Parkland, according to Alex Jones in right-wing media.
Let me guess, who wants to move on? Marco Rubio? I would think so.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
It'd be great if he does move on.
Oh, absolutely.
Vote that little fuckwad out.
God, he's garbage.
So it's generally an expose about the student protesters, David Hogg,
yes.
And what's her name? Gonzalez, the Emma Gonzalez, the
right.
one that the guy running for office. Somewhere out east as a Republican said she's a skinhead lesbian.
What a fucking
something like
asshole.
That. He ended up quitting the race, even even for Republicans. That was apparently a little too far.
And you know what their cause is? Their cause are kids getting shot to death. They don't want kids to get shot to death when they're in school.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's it, right? Am I missing something?
Well, right.
That's their evil skinhead cause.
Yeah, they would prefer not to get shot. They would prefer to feel safe in schools without having to have armed Terminators walking around.
Oh, yes. And by the way, right-wing nutjob dickbags, I wouldn't throw around the term skinhead or Nazi or anything like that.
Well, right.
That's your term.
Yeah,
that's you guys. That's... Those are the people that vote for you.
Exactly.
Those are the people that you run for office.
It says Parkland survivors struggle with grief even as their message spreads. So, you know, we shouldn't forget that these kids are activists, but there's a reason that they're out there. They dodged bullets or were shot themselves, had friends that died.
And think about how selfless they are. They went through that. They suffered through that. But what they're doing is going to benefit society. It's going to benefit us.
They're getting paid all that Soros money.
Oh,
though,
yes.
So
absolutely.
Obviously, they're...
God.
He's turning them into millionaires.
Ooh.
Let's see what the drudgies are dredging up right now.
Look you, boy.
They may not be happy with him. Yeah. You know, we're going to put on our rubbers again and go over to the...
Rubbers?
You know, on your feet.
Oh, okay. British.
Dirty mine.
Oh, yes.
We're going to put on our...
don't be prophylactics.
Our waders and...
nobody wears rubbers
in
Florida.
Head over to the fucking swamp that is Breitbart, and they are not happy with Don the Con today at
God
all.
God damn it. God damn it, guys.
And the headline over Drudge says, fake veto. And they're not talking about an Italian guy. They mean veto with an E.
Hey, veto. What the fuck?
Not like the Sopranos. Trump signed the $1.3 trillion spending bill. This is a CNBC link over at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
Oops. There's a video going that only Ryan and I can hear.
Exclusive.
Trump signs $1.3 trillion spending bill into law despite being unhappy about it.
Ah, oh, damn, Schittler. He did it anyway. Imagine that.
So this morning he took to his favorite media outlet.
Right.
The Twitter.
Okay.
And, first he tweeted to let everyone know that the House Intelligence Committee has voted to release their final report.
Okay.
Findings. 1. No evidence provided of collusion. Collusion capitalized, by the way, between Trump campaign and Russia.
Oh, okay.
2, the Obama administration's post-election response was insufficient.
Wait a second.
3, Clapper provided inconsistent testimony on media contacts. Now he's going after Clapper because Clapper's out on television saying we're in trouble because Trump is unhinged. And now he's hiring Bolton And the two of them are going to launch us into a couple of wars.
You know what's weird is that I just read this headline from the Washington Post that said the White House encouraged Poopadoopolis to reach out to his foreign contacts. So that's weird that there's no collusion. That's weird.
Then he tweeted, DACA was abandoned by the Democrats. Very unfair to them. Would have been tied to desperately needed wall. He just admitted it would have been tied to the... It was tied to the desperately needed wall, which we don't desperately need.
The wall
need.
Is fiction. That's a fiction. The DACA people are real.
So he's pissed that he didn't get much of anything that he wanted.
Yes.
The House Republicans are trying to... These aren't the droids you're looking for to him. And tell him, look at all this we got, Mr. President.
Hey, Mark Zuckerberg, look what you did, you fuck. Yeah. God.
So then he tweeted, I am considering a all caps veto, not just a regular veto.
Oh, wow.
All caps veto.
Okay.
Of the omnibus spending bill based on the fact, listen to this bullshit.
Yes.
Based on the fact that the 800,000 plus DACA recipients have been totally abandoned by the Democrats. Not even mentioned in the bill. They wanted it in there, but not if it was tied to any stupid wall bullshit.
Right.
And plus, as I responded to the president this morning, Crab Diving's name, I hope you don't mind.
No, that's fine.
I gently reminded him that he could, he and the Republicans could put forth a clean DACA bill. It would be signed immediately signed on to by all the Democrats.
Right.
And enough Republicans that aren't evil.
Yes. Well, there aren't any of those. What Republicans aren't evil? Honestly.
You know, who? It's degrees.
You know,
there's degrees of evil.
I don't know.
And the border wall, all capitals, which was desperately needed for our national defense, is not fully funded. That's the one. He finally realized.
Yes.
That he's telling everybody he got his wall. And then somebody was like, you got like a fence.
You got
enough money for a couple of miles of fencing.
You got a beaded curtain,
dude.
You got a bamboo, like, one of those little bamboo screens.
And he was being told by his base, don't sign this. It's horrible. So after this, all the responses on Twitter that are Putin bots and MAGA morons are veto it. Yeah, veto it. It's the worst bill ever. Jim Jordan running around squealing, that Ohio traitor.
Oh yeah. That guy's garbage.
Yeah. He's squealing about it. He hates it. Randy Paul hates it. Live tweeting, reading it last night, which was a little bit on the funny side.
Fuck you, Randy.
So I don't know. Here's the audio.
A little bit.
Who is it?
Of Trump. then a couple hours later, he signs it. But he's not happy about it.
God, you're the worst, Donald. You're horrible.
Last time we negotiated something like this, and as you know, it's always been a problem for our country. They get together and they create a series of documents that nobody's been able to read because it was just done. Now, you tell me who can read that quickly. Takes a long time to read it.
One second. For
I don't read.
Not him.
For those that read, I understand this would have taken a long time to read.
It would take a really long time for you to read, Schiller.
You're right. And who served up this 2,200 page pile of shit?
The GOP!
Your people!
Your people! Your party!
Right.
You see, the Republicans and Trump are the same fucking people. There is no difference.
He's trying to blame it on the Democrats.
Right. You know, this worries me. This worries me that when more Mueller shit comes out and it starts, the shit starts to quote-unquote hit the fan, the Republicans are going to try to distance... They're themselves from Trump, and they are the same.
Oh, they will.
There is no difference between the Mitch the Bitch and Donald Trump. They are the same vile fuck faces.
Oh, come
on. What's up?
The
last 8 years, deep defense cuts have undermined our national security.
Not true.
How old are, and they just, if you look at what's taken out, they've hallowed our readiness as a military unit and put America at really grave risk.
What?
My highest duty is to keep America safe. Nothing more important. The omnibus bill reverses this dangerous defense. As crazy as it's been, as difficult as
this dangerous defense.
What the fuck is he talking about?
As it's been, as much opposition to the military as we've had from the Democrats, and it has been
tremendous.
When the military is saying we don't need those tanks, when the military says we don't need these horses.
Yeah. And we don't need a catapult.
Yeah, we're not jousting anymore. We don't need those millions of lances anymore.
Tremendous. I try to explain to them, you know, the military is for Republicans and Democrats and everybody else. It's for everybody. But we have tremendous opposition to create.
He just pointed to the omnibus.
He pointed to the thing he just poo-pooed, right?
But he's going to sign it.
Wait a second, Trump. Is it shitty or is it great? I thought you were going to make America great, not make America mediocre. You're going to sign a bill that you don't love.
Getting really what will be by far the strongest military that we've ever had. We've had that from the Democrats. So if we take something for the military, they want something for, in many cases, things that are really a wasted sum of money.
Oh, yeah, like food stamps and
is he talking about DACA?
Money for, no, SNAP benefits. Oh, everything they hate, helping people.
Things people, poor people want to eat.
Sure.
Is that what he, yeah. Okay.
It's not right, and it's very bad for our country.
It's not right.
We're looking to do funding for our final fight in certain areas. As you know, we've gotten just about 100% of our land back from ISIS. We have troop increases necessary to accomplish what we have.
What land did we lose from ISIS?
I don't.
By the way,
West Virginia.
Did they
I don't
sneak
know.
Into Vermont somehow? And
yeah, they took over the Mall of America. You didn't know?
Have to do, and importantly, a pay increase for our troops. And this will be actually the largest pay increase for our incredible people in over a decade.
That I agree with.
Yeah.
It's about fucking time.
Right. How about
increases
the wall?
Total defense spending by more than $60 billion from last year and funds the addition of critically needed ships, planes, helicopters, tanks, and submarines. We have submarines being built, the likes of which there's nothing anywhere in the world like the submarines we build. Our military equipment is the best equipment in the world. And one of the things you saw 2 days ago with Saudi Arabia and with other countries. Saudi Arabia, as an example, is buying
the largest exporter of state-sponsored terror on the planet.
Oh, yeah, just Saudi Arabia. Wait, what's up with that? Did we, you bring up Saudi Arabia. I never got an answer on this. What was that glowing ball? Remember the glowing ball Trump laid his hands on a long time ago? What was that?
Oh,
I mean, I'm wondering. I just never figured it out.
Hundreds of billions of dollars worth of our equipment. And we're getting very fast approvals on that. Therefore, as a matter of national security, I've signed this omnibus budget bill. There are a lot of things that I'm unhappy about.
The only reason he's trying to tell his dummy base that he signed this is to save us from the ISIS, is to make sure our military, we're going to be desperately depleted, that's his word.
He's trying to make his base feel better because he's going to need them when this Mueller bullshit comes out.
Good luck.
If it matters, if it fucking matters.
And we're getting very fast approvals on that. Therefore, as a matter of national security, I've signed this omnibus budget bill. There are a lot of things that I'm unhappy about in this bill. There are a lot of things that we shouldn't have had in this bill, but we were, in a sense, forced, if we want to build our military, we were forced to have. There are some things that we should
compromise.
Have.
You mean compromise with the other half of the fucking country doesn't agree with your shit?
Well, he's talking about compromising with lawmakers that were elected by the fucking people. And by the way, Trump, reading all this shit from Cambridge Analytica, you weren't elected, motherfucker. This election, your election was a fucking sham.
But I say to Congress, I will never sign another bill like this again. I'm not going to do it again. Nobody read it.
Oh.
It's only hours old.
No.
Some people don't even know what it is. $1.3 trillion.
I'll sign it.
Wait,
so I'll
yes.
sign it.
So what? How are you absconding your responsibility then? I don't understand this. Where does the buck stop if not with our fucking angry racist transphobic right. homophobic
his,
dickhead tiny-handed president?
Nothing's ever his fault. Everything,
oh my
every win is
God.
100%
oh,
him.
Yes.
But everything that's not a win is 100% nothing to do with him.
You know, not only is he treasonous, he's impossible.
Yeah, yeah. He's a cunt.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to do it again.
Fuck you.
Nobody read it. It's only hours old. Some people don't even know what it is. $1.3 trillion. It's the second largest ever. President Obama signed one that was actually larger, which I'm sure he wasn't too happy with either. But in this case, it became so big because we need to take care of our military. And because the Democrats, who don't believe in that, added things that they wanted in order to get their votes.
Yeah, it's kind of how it works. Yeah,
SNAP benefits.
See, oh, sure.
See what the Republicans do
opioid
is
opioid crisis.
Oh
money.
Yes, what the Republicans do, they legislate based on racism, homophobia, transphobia, transphobic bullshit, fiction. You legislate on fiction, and then the Democrats come around and say, "Oh, okay, we need SNAP benefits. People need to eat." That's how these bills get made, right?
Yeah. Unhappy is tweeting from the sixth layer of hell.
Yes.
The Crypt Keeper, Barbie, and Coulter.
Oh, okay. Ugh.
All caps. Congratulations, President Schumer.
Wait. She thinks he's doing Schumer's bidding.
Next tweet. Massive defensive spending to induct transgenders and build big, beautiful walls in Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, and Tunisia. In other words.
Oh, yes.
Not here.
Hey, fuck you, Ann Coulter, you piece of shit.
Then all caps. It's 3D chess. Parentheses. There's never going to be a wall, she said.
Hey, I agree with her there. There's never going to be a mother. Fucking wall.
Then,
yes.
All caps. Good God. Will Donald Trump talk about anything but defense spending? Per Obama, the 1980s called and they want their foreign policy back.
She thinks that he's just vomiting out foreign policy from Reagan or something like
that.
Is that what she thinks?
Then she said this would be like Reagan signing a bill that hiked taxes slash defense spending, but spent gobs of money on the Teapot Dome scandal.
The Teapot Dome. What in the fucking fuck is she referring to?
Wasn't that the scandal way back in the day with Harding? Warren Harding?
Warren Harding? Was that the 70s? I don't fucking know.
The early...
Good God.
The early 19s.
Hey, Ann, are you a vampire? Because you're making the... Are you
Harding.
Is she a vampire? You knew that? You got that right?
I did.
Okay, throw him a treat.
Teapot Dome scandal, also called oil reserve scandal. In American history, it was a scandal in the early 1920s surrounding the secret leasing of federal oil reserves by the Secretary of the Interior.
Oh, wow. Okay.
After President Harding transferred supervision of the naval oil reserve lands from the Navy to the Department of the Interior. This secretary secretly granted Mammoth Oil Company exclusive rights to Teapot Dome, Wyoming reserves. Oh, my God. So he just secretly was like, the president transferred federal lands to the Department of the Interior. And then this guy was like, met with his the equivalent of Rex Tillerson from Exxon in the day.
Yes.
And said, shh, you can drill on these.
Oh, lands. My God. Damn.
That's crazy.
Yeah, everybody's a crook. Not everybody, but damn, I mean, you know.
Oh, there was a couple hundred grand that transferred hands here.
Oh, okay.
Congress directed Harding to cancel the leases. The Supreme Court declared the leases fraudulent.
Ooh.
And ruled against Harding's transfer of authority to that secretary, saying it was illegal.
Okay. Jeez. Gosh, Harding.
The president himself was not implicated in the transactions.
Right.
The revelations of his associates' misconduct took a severe toll on his health, though.
No. Wait, he did some bullshit, got really stressed out about it, and it, like, killed his heart or something?
I guess he got, you know, he couldn't handle the stress.
Well, okay. Well, whatever. Too bad.
So Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter.
Yeah, yeah.
Inexplicably,
pulled that out of
inexplicably
her asshole.
Assuming that her fans are going to know what the Teapot Dome scandal
hey, Ann,
is.
You know what that is? That is Ann Coulter saying, hey, look, everybody, I read a lot. I know a lot of bullshit.
Well, that's
I'm
pretty
special.
Esoteric. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck off. What do you know is that you're fucking. God, that made us Google something. How dare you?
Well, I would.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what the fuck she was talking about.
Not that it's common knowledge.
Kate,
I just
did
remember,
you know that?
I remember reading something about that.
By the way, once. Happy National Puppy Day.
I will never sign another bill like this again, she quoted in her next tweet.
Yay.
Yeah, because you'll be impeached, she says.
Damn. Will he really, though? How are these Republicans going to impeach this motherfucking guy? I don't know.
Then they're pointing out how Democrats celebrated a group that hates immigrants said, yes. Quoted Nancy Pelosi.
Okay.
Democrats want explicit language restricting border construction to the same see-through fencing that was already authorized under current law. There's no wall money.
Right.
See-through fencing.
There's no wall.
Right.
He promised the wall. Did I hallucinate him chanting this wall thing? Who's going to pay for it? Mexico. Mexico's no. paying for the fucking wall. Why the fuck would it even be in this bill? Why would the funding be in this fucking bill, Schittler?
Schumer did a little nipple twisting.
Ooh, yes.
He tweeted, this new federal funding bill is a major win for New York.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a meme. It says, bipartisan funding bill invests in programs New Yorkers need. Opioid and prescription drug prevention and treatment programs.
Bam, baby.
Railroad safety.
Shit.
Firefighter assistance grants.
Okay.
Infrastructure programs.
Yay.
Highway trust fund. Home and CDBG grant programs. I think that's for low-income people to buy houses.
Oh, okay. Good.
NIH research. National Institute of Health.
Right. That's important, isn't it?
Head Start programs.
Yeah.
That's a Republican thing.
Is it really?
Preschool, right?
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was...
That was George Bush, wasn't it? Clean water and drinking water state revolving fund.
Okay, so we're for clean water.
Lead testing in schools.
Okay, that's good.
This is probably a list of things that I don't like. There's things...
He probably wanted to cut all that shit.
There's things I don't like in there that the Democrats made me sign.
Well, listen, okay, that's understandable. Because here's what Schittler likes. McDonald's. Pussy, Fox and Friends. What else does he like? Come on. This is some Melania.
Himself.
No, not Melania.
Like Melania.
I'm sorry.
Please.
He likes hanging out in Miss Teen USA's dressing
there
room.
There you go.
Bam. I don't.
How's it going in here, girls?
Oh, my God, you creep. What else are you doing in there? We have President Purvey.
The most upvoted comment. This is at Breitbart, I've been reading, by the way.
Oh, my God.
About Ann Coulter.
Jesus.
They're losing their minds. The most upvoted comment says, Ann and Wall Street have it right on this betrayal. The POTUS schlonged America.
Ooh. Wow. Wow.
This is Breitbart.
You know, guys, over at Breitbart, I'm sorry. I'm going to push back, and I'm going to be a little harsh. How dare you? How fucking dare you? Schittler got elected. He put Steve Bannon in the White House. He put, what's that guy with the big fucking forehead? Ugly as fuck. Stephen Miller. He put Stephen Miller in the White House. He put Sebastian Gorka in the White House. He put three Nazis in the fucking White House.
Time for the alpha males.
What more do you guys want? You got, if I understand Breitbart, if I'm understanding correctly, you guys are a bunch of dirtbag white supremacist Nazi fucks. Trump put three fucking Nazis in the White House, but you're still not happy. Holy shit. How does anybody...
They're realizing he lied to them, and he's not getting anything done that they want.
But he tried.
There's still brown people.
Didn't he try? God. These guys are insane, dude.
So listen to these headlines over at Breitbart. Chuck gets his tunnel. Quoting Chuck, we're able to accomplish more in the minority.
Wow.
Another headline. Trump, no choice but to sign the omnibus, won't do it again. Coulter says you'll be impeached. Next headline. Schumer, comms director, says we're tired of winning.
How's it going, Donald? How is your shit presidency going, you fuck? You Nazi fuck.
Oh, and in another kick in their little tiny little boy parts.
Ooh, Mike Pence is like, color me there.
Taylor Swift donates to student gun control march.
There you go.
That's their Nazi princess. What are they going to do?
Oh, my God, guys. Oh, I forgot that. That's so fucked up. Taylor Swift, do you know anything about her politically? Are you familiar or anything?
I don't know anything about her musically. I have no fucking idea. Politically.
Well, musically, I don't know. But listen, I can't imagine she's an alt-right Nazi.
I remember when we used to, on Faithless Friday, do the top five songs, and we would have to listen to some of her bullshit in the top five.
What does she sing?
I don't know. Some bullshit.
Since you've been gone. No, yeah, yeah.
That's not her.
Okay. Call me, maybe.
Let's see, right now.
That's not her song either.
Correct. Something's going on. There's a
police action. Police action outside Pensacola. Probably a brown person walking around. They got to go arrest him.
So those headlines. Now the story that I was reading. Where is it? Here it is. Trump. The one says Trump. Donald Trump signs bloated $1.3 trillion omnibus bill. Right. Cites military funding.
Boo. That's usually good enough for you guys.
Well, the most upvoted comment says, oh, he's right. His presidency just came to a screeching halt. He can go fuck himself. All done with the Trump train. Just got run over by it.
Okay. Well, where do you go next, though? Where do these right-wing nut jobs go? Yeah. Who's going to
dump
be?
Trump, this guy says. This guy says, I'm done with Trump. He let us down. People were not shouting, build the military at his rallies, with an apostrophe S.
Oh.
They were shouting, build the wall.
Can I ask you a question? How do you get the apostrophe wrong? I mean, it's
rallies is
plural.
You just put an S, yeah.
Yeah,
you don't need the apostrophe.
More than one rally. That correct. Rally doesn't own anything, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I mean, you get confused. Maybe it's an IES because it ends in Y, but, you know, either way, there's no apostrophe anywhere near there.
Do you guys, whenever you type something out on Twitter and you look down, it's like 1,000 red squigglies, and if you use the grammar thing, green squigglies, which you probably don't. Do you ever think, damn, maybe we should put some more money behind education? Maybe I wouldn't be so fucking stupid, but...
Swamp dwellers McConnell and Ryan finally did it. They figured out how to split Trump's base and bring him down. Go ahead, impeach Trump. I don't care anymore. Bring on President Pence to pick up the pieces and shoulder on.
Hey, who do you like? I thought they liked Ryan. I thought they liked Paul Ryan.
No, over at Breitbart. No. He's a globalist.
But he's evil as fuck. I hate Paul Ryan.
But he's not evil enough.
They don't like Mitch the bitch either?
No.
God. How do you keep you dingbats happy? Really, I want to know. It's Jesus Christ. They're so fickle. Shit.
He, how many votes did he just lose? He will damn sure know what a deficit is come 2020 when he has one concerning the votes he gets. Wall, let us down. Immigration, let us down. Healthcare, let us down. Still a huge friggin' mess. Spending, let us down. Me in 2020 will let him down. You're fired. Send him back to the WWF and Vince McMahon. He can BS them all he wants.
Wait, the WWF? Isn't it a WWE?
It is. The World, the World Wildlife Fund sued and won.
Who are you going to vote for, though? Because, like, listen, if I'm understanding whoever the fuck this is, you're a big fucking racist Nazi twunt fuck. I think Schittler, is your best bet, right? I mean, for your agenda, yeah, you're not getting your wall. You didn't get Obamacare repealed, but you can't say Cheeto Teats didn't try. I mean, he tried.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, he said, I mean, I just don't know what these guys want. They're just never going to be happy. Because they're stupid. Oh, you're so dumb.
Weak, cowardly Republicans.
Yes. Yes.
They dished it out for 8 years to Barack and Michelle Obama and are now whining because people are talking about little Donnie Trump. Oh, this is a rare liberal post. Give us a break. Look at what Republican conservatives have done to Clintons as well. You can all dish it out, but whine like sissies when it comes back at you.
What's this guy doing at Breitbart?
I don't know.
Are you trolling?
So, yeah, they're not happy. They're also funding for Planned Parenthood. They didn't defund Parenthood. They're livid over that.
You know what? You're right, man. This is a real... It's a real kick in the fucking balls to these right-wing nut jobs.
So, prepare.
Prepare for what?
Something heinous.
Oh, yes. Absolutely, dude.
He's got to throw some meat to his vile base.
So, what are you saying? So false flag?
Something horrible is going to happen in the next couple of days.
Because what does that
his
mean?
His base is all against him right now. He's going to say something racist do something against gay people or...
He's going to be musing about at 3:30 in the morning, his tiny little fucking hands clenched around his huge fucking, you know, Android or whatever his phone is.
You don't think they gave him a kid-sized one so that he...
Do you think that they surround him with kid-sized bullshit
I think they made
to make
everything
him feel
small,
better about
sure.
his fucking hands?
Yeah, sure.
What kind of snowflakes in the White House? God, Donald, what's the big deal? You got small hands. Who fucking cares?
We're going to have to get larger pens, Mr. President. Your hand is just too large for the standard-sized pens
yes.
we have.
Jeez, look at this. Look at that big hog log.
I know. Can you believe they said I had small hands?
You know, I wouldn't want...
He would fall for that.
Oh, yeah, dude.
100% he would believe
because
that.
He would want... His ego would make him yes. want to believe it.
I'm calling Ducey.
Oh, yeah.
And saying, Steve, they just had to replace the pens because my hands are so large.
You think he's got Ducey's number?
I don't think he talks to Ducey.
You don't think they hotline bling?
No, I think he hates Ducey.
He talks to Alex Jones, allegedly.
Not... I don't know about... Well, yeah, maybe.
I mean, they talked about it.
He does talk to Hannity.
Right.
They late at night paint each other's toenails.
Hitler talked to Goebbels, didn't he? Didn't he? That's who Hannity is, you Nazi fuck.
I think occasionally.
All these goddamn Nazis, fuck them.
There's a lot of candidates for Goebbels.
Yes.
Stephen Miller looks like him, for one.
Right. But you know what's great? There's so many wonderful Nazi-like qualities about that whole administration and Fox News and everybody that surrounds him.
President no. Capitulator, I'm surprised a MAGA moron knows that word and can spell that word. Oh, they didn't spell it right.
Yeah.
Spelled it wrong.
Oh.
Laid down to Pelosi, who basically said, I think the actual quote is, keep thinking about your wall and sign it.
Gosh.
I don't know.
What does that mean? Capitulator.
He's all talk, no wall, money for sanctuary cities, and yes. he can't wait to sign a DACA deal.
What do you want to do to these sanctuary cities, dickhead? Burn it down because the local cops don't want to go into neighborhoods and pull people out of their homes kicking and screaming and drop them off into countries they've never been before? What the fuck?
So anyway, the...
God.
I'm just scrolling.
God, I want to go out and yell at people
really,
today. I don't know why.
Aren't you doing comedy tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Pick on somebody in the audience.
Tell you what, don't, you know.
So they're unhappy.
Yes.
His base is unhappy. And apparently the Democrats, you know, got some stuff they wanted because that's how government works.
Can I say this, though? I will say the people that show up to my comedy show, when Roy Moore lost, everybody cheered. Everybody cheered. They were all happy. It's a bunch of fucking hippies.
No, they also hate Alabama.
Oh, you think it has more to do with? Come on.
I think there's a little of that going on.
Right.
Not happy at all. There was another report the other day out about Breitbart that they're going into the shithole. The visitors are down. The clicks are down. Advertising revenue is down. The Breitbart, this is Politico. Breitbart, the alt-right news site, whose executive chairman, Steve Bannon, blah, 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 has lost about half of its readership.
Oh, shit. Damn, guys.
The site dropped from 15 million unique visitors in October.
Right.
Now it's in February. It's down to 7.8.
Shit. That is funny.
Last month was the site's least trafficked since February 2015.
How many visitors, though, did you say?
Now, seven million.
Isn't that a lot?
Well, yeah.
Okay, well, can't they...
I mean, worldwide, for a month, a major news outlet? No.
Oh, okay. Can they not exist on that? Hey, Breitbart dickhead, just fire everybody. Run the scale down. You're a shitty fucking website. Hire lesser writers. Do you think your readers will mind? Do you think that anyone is actually reading a full article? No.
Even the conservatives are ditching it. Loony Eric Erickson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Said, as a talk radio host, I haven't used a Breitbart story in at least 6 months. They have a lot of readers and a lot of people reading by habit. Not as many, but they seem less able to stimulate a conversation.
Stimulate this dickhead.
When did they stimulate a conversation?
And by the way, Eric Erickson, I know your name. I kind of remember you. I don't remember why you're shitty, but honestly,
he's really
fuck
shitty,
you,
yeah.
Dickbag. He's bad.
Kind of anti-Trump.
Oh, really? Weird.
And, you know, the Breitbart is these Mercers.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
They're
the Mercers.
Yeah.
They're the Cambridge Analytica guys, right?
The evil billionaires who make the Koch brothers look like we're getting a double hand
Ooh,
job.
Ooh, yes. Damn it. I thought the Koch brothers were Cambridge Analytica.
No.
Okay.
The Mercers, like I said, are more evil because they're the Koch brothers, but add Jesus.
Oh, God. Enough with this fucking Jesus.
In a big
honestly.
Way. Yeah.
I've had it. Shove your sky god up your ass. Quit telling me about him and your Ten Commandments and all that bullshit, please.
And it's father-daughter, too, the Mercers. They think that his name's Steve Mercer and Rebecca.
Yeah. Becky.
She's his daughter. She's not his wife.
Oh, okay.
So when you hear Mercers, it's the two of them that are the big donors.
They have a similar relationship.
Of course,
to...
more than qualified to inherit those billions from daddykins. And then influence our fucking political system.
What a great system we have. I love it.
And, you know, they have a point about Soros. I don't want any billionaire to be able to influence our politics. That's
Fuck
what we
no.
want. We want them all out.
Yes, absolutely, dude.
And Citizens United, had it gone the other way, would have helped.
Yeah. Well, it would have helped. But the social media shit, man. This Cambridge Analytica Facebook shit. God damn it, Mark Zuckerberg. Can you believe that motherfucker? That motherfucker had the nerve to start a rumor that maybe he might run for president. Suck my dick.
Yeah.
I'd never vote for you, you fuck. I don't think you're going to come out looking great at the end of all this shit.
Hopefully it'll be somebody who has a little bit of experience. I mean.
Running for president?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to have a heavy hitter. It's got to be Kamala. It's got to be Elizabeth Warren. We're not fucking around.
Right.
And I don't know about that person from Six in the City running for governor of fucking New York. Can we have a real politician? Honestly. Enough of that. Come on, Democrats. Let's get real.
So we'll keep our eyes on what's going on over at the Breitbart, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That they're all upset.
God,
now.
They're always upset. You know,
well, that's
you,
a vibe.
You say angry. People always say angry liberals. You know, the anger stems from, you know, racism, people making decisions that are like fucking anti-human and shit like that.
These guys are angry because they can't be racist.
You can't be. You can't. It's not like you're not racist enough. I mean, Schindler's plenty racist. He's plenty hateful.
Sure.
He's just not hateful in the specific way they like. I mean, it's impossible.
God, Kellyanne Conway told people if they're depressed, they should choose ice cream over opioids.
No, oh, okay.
Ice there you go. There's a solution to your problems. There's a solution
Isn't
to your drug problems.
Isn't she in charge of the opioid crisis now?
Just have ice cream instead.
She's in charge of the opioid crisis.
There's something going on there where, yeah, somehow she's got some, I don't know, I guess she's the opioids are.
Yeah, they just want to throw drug addicts in jail. That's what they want. They don't give a fuck about
Brown.
Treatment.
Brown
yeah.
people.
Big Pharma can just fuck our country up. How many millions of pills got dumped into West Virginia for no fucking reason?
Was it like 6 million out of one tiny little pharmacy in the middle of fuck all nowhere, West Virginia?
Yeah. They didn't know.
Faithless Friday, Please. Everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Yay. What's your favorite Ten Commandment? What's your best? What do you like best?
Of the ten?
Yes. If you had to rank them.
It's
the worst David Letterman top 10 ever.
Hmm.
I like the one about coveting that wife because it's so fucking weird.
Yeah. Coveting is an interesting term.
Covet this, baby.
Those are your thought crimes.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a story out of my beloved hometown.
Yes.
Of Chicago.
Ooh.
This is according to the Chicago Tribune.
Yes.
The recently retired pastor of a Chicago megachurch.
Oh, shit.
Take a guess. Stands accused of many episodes of sexual misconduct going back years.
Wow. God, I'm so fucking shocked.
I know.
How insane.
Knocked
How did this
me
happen?
Over with a butterfly fart.
Hand-wringing, upset. What are you going to do? God.
This is suburban Willow Creek Community Church.
It's not Catholic.
Bill Hybels stood before worshipers last October.
Yes.
Made a stunning announcement.
He took out
his
stick.
He was planning to step down as a senior pastor.
Sad.
Now we know why.
Oh, yes.
What much of the church didn't know was that he had been the subject of inquiries into claims that he ran afoul of church teachings by engaging in inappropriate behavior with women in his congregation.
Oh, my
including
God.
Including employees over decades.
Over decades? Over decades?
The alleged behavior includes suggestive comments, extended hugs, unwanted kisses, invitations to hotel rooms.
Oh, what?
Also included an alleged allegation of a prolonged consensual affair.
Who the fuck are you, dude? Are you Van Halen? Do you want my room key? Are you kidding me? A pastor, dude. Extended hugs. What a creep. Ugh. Jesus. I mean.
So,
he didn't molest any kids. He's just like handsy with the female in his flock.
25,000 people go to this church.
Oh my God. God, they must make so much fucking cash, dude.
They
don't pay any fucking taxes. That's amazing.
The Willow Creek Association, based on his leadership, counts 11,000 churches worldwide.
Yeah.
Under its influence.
Can these women sue the living fucking shit out of this dirtbag fucking complicit organization, yes or no?
He started out as a cool youth pastor riding a Harley Davidson, quickly grew his flock. You know, these youth pastors.
Why do you want to do that?
Keep an eye,
How are
folks,
you passionate about that? Yeah. I want to work with kids, but tell them about fictional bullshit in the sky. And by the way, I don't want a role model riding around on one of those Harley motorcycles. No offense.
I told you, it was when I lived in that small town in Wisconsin, there was a heavily Catholic, but then there was a small Baptist church, and they started a youth group, and they had a youth pastor who was a really nice guy. He was like really cool, really nice.
Okay.
And a lot of the Catholic kids started hanging out at Bible study because the pastor was cool.
Did he like to hug you?
And
was
fun
he...
and stuff. So
right.
You know, I always, though, got, you know, because of the religiosity part of it, I got a weird vibe off of him. I don't know. There were never any accusations or anything untoward or anything. And he was, by all, you know, evidence,
I'll say this.
A nice
You were Catholic.
Who really believed it.
You were raised Catholic.
I was.
Well, I mean, you guys, I'm sure, are, I mean, you have to. Be on the lookout for that sort of thing. I mean, it's a Catholic.
Like a deer in permanent hunting season.
You know what's up. You're like, listen.
Yeah.
Keep me away from that guy.
He's got that altar boy look in his eyes.
Yeah.
God,
what is this creepy religion bullshit with the diddling, the molesting?
The hypocrisy and the
hugs.
Right.
Extended hugs. Unwanted kissing.
Ugh.
That's fucked up. That's our president.
That is our president.
God damn.
For a little while longer.
God, sue the shit out of that guy, though, right? Sue the living fuck out of that church.
Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, by the way. Thanks for joining us.
What happened? No, wait. I'm sorry. This guy, these women are pressing charges because it was sexual assault or something?
I don't know if there's any charges, actually, but there now all these allegations have come to the front, and they're upset because he's the leader of a big bunch of fraud.
Right, and we aren't allowed to say things like, gosh, there sure is a lot of molestation, sexual assault, sexual abuse in the church. Come on, you atheists, you're just poo-pooing.
You hate Jesus.
And by the way, people are creeped out by atheists.
Well, which is amazing to me, yeah.
You fucking kidding me?
I saw a quote just the other day from someone who said that the atheists are the most deceitful and evil people on the planet, something like that.
Who are you giving your hotel room key out to?
Deceitful?
What?
By the way.
I'm not telling you that there's somebody in the sky giving you cancer or not giving you cancer, helping Notre Dame win.
My goal
I'm not doing that.
Is to believe as many true things as possible in my limited time on the planet.
You deceitful perv, you.
How is that deceitful? Would prefer that other people understand what is true and what isn't.
What do you like best about worshiping the devil? That's the other thing. Atheists are into Satan, which is stupid. What do you think about this? I'm sorry. Satan, Christ, equal myth. Fuck you.
There may have been a
Satan,
a historical Christish figure.
Ah, come on.
We don't know for sure, but
he was black for sure.
I mean, did he die and raise from the dead? Evidence,
totally.
Please.
We saw. Wait. We saw his the Turin shroud and that fucking whatever the fuck that was in the basement of the Vatican.
No, those were St. Peter's bones wrapped up in a...
Oh, really?
Probably chicken bones, for all we know.
Yeah, it's bullshit. These Catholics I don't have time to deal with these bones. We're raping.
The Trump's America?
Whoa!
This is from the pro-Trump group.
Okay.
Called America First Policies.
A racist.
And let's not forget that America First was a catchphrase used by Nazis.
Oh, okay.
Nazi sympathizer types, fascists back in the day.
Typical Trump voters.
A director for... here he is if you want to hear him. His name is Carl... Higby.
Yes, Higby.
Right-wing commentator.
Boo.
Recently joined America First Policies as its director of advocacy.
Oh, God.
The organization is one of the leading allies of President Donald Trump.
Woo!
Mike Pence has been campaigning with the organization.
Oh, perfect.
And is scheduled or appeared yesterday.
Right.
At a event that the group hosted in New Hampshire.
Was he wearing his butt plug?
No women allowed alone with him.
Yeah, he can't eat alone in the presence of a woman. Isn't that weird to anyone?
Media Matters says Higbee was hired despite his history of bigotry, which resulted in his resignation as chief of external affairs at the Corporation for National and Community Service.
What in the fucking fuck that is that fucking shit? Probably evil.
Oh, my God. He said on the radio that the black race has lax morals. Black women think breeding is a form of government employment.
That is amazing. That you racist. That's amazing. That's amazingly stupid.
He doesn't like Muslims. He doesn't like LGBTQ people. Right. So perfect MAGA person. Trumpist, cultist.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, dickhead, I don't like you. Not one fucking bit. This guy's working with Mike Pence.
He has stated that members of the military with severe PTSD have weak minds.
Oh, my God. What in the fucking
And that 75% of those who say they're afflicted are lying or milking it for federal money.
Oh, you fucking. Listen, is this guy a Jesus type or he's just a racist?
You can be all of the above, Ryan.
Wow. It's a gray area.
CNN reported Higbee shared an N-word laden post written by someone else on Facebook in December of 2014.
And Mike Pence is working with this guy. Our vice president has a relationship with Captain N-word.
So after he was hired by America First Policies, Media Matters decided to look into him a little bit more.
Yes.
Found several media appearances he's made, found even worse comments.
Right.
Including a claim he made about harassing airline seatmates.
What?
On a guest appearance in 2013.
Yes.
On Renegade Talk Radio. An internet-based network. Oh,
wow! Any
asshole can have one of those. Boy, go to crabdiving.com.
Yeah, go to our Amazon crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a piece of
Renegade.
Amazon, get that NRA shit off your fucking deal.
He reacted to the Boston Marathon bombing by bragging that he openly discriminates against airline passengers who he says looks Muslim. Here is
what a dickhead.
Trumpist.
Ooh.
Carl Higbee.
Oh, God,
talking
Carl.
About this is from April of 2013.
You're garbage
on Renegade Talk Radio.
Hey, man.
Talking about what he does. Ooh. Talking. God, I just went Chicago there for a second.
Did,
talking about what he does.
Hello.
About how he shits on Muslims on airplanes.
Jesus Christ.
Proudly.
As you know, Renegade Nation America, you know what's going on in Boston, and you know what is coming down with these two fucking morons that pulled this stunt and killed people, and now the shit's hitting the fan, and so we have Carl on to talk about this. Also, we're going to be talking about Governor...
I do feel a little bit of affinity with Renegade Talk Radio, because they get
this
to swear.
Guy.
Yeah.
Cuomo out of New York.
Cuomo.
And what is actually going on? So, Carl, from your perspective, why don't you tell Renegade Nation what you think?
Yeah, wait, can you do a little synopsis for people that don't know, you know, around the U.S. or the, US or the world, how this all started with the Boston Marathon?
Yeah, two Muslim shitheads put two bombs out there and detonated them at right around the 409 mark of the marathon, right near the finish line. Killed three and injured, tons.
Tons, yes.
They put, it was pressure cookers filled with gunpowder nails.
Okay, I think I need to skip ahead a bit because this is a
because of this, this guy is an asshole to people on airplanes that are...
Well, this is, he says later on what
what he does on planes.
And you speak English, too. That's another thing I'm pissed off about. You need to learn the language English. When I was in Japan and when I was in Vietnam, I had to speak their language. And if I didn't know how to do it, I had a book, and it taught me how to read and communicate with the people of that country.
Yeah. I mean, why should I have to press one? There's a great YouTube song called Press One for English.
Yeah, oh, press
yeah,
one.
Yeah. I think we played that before.
And another thing.
Why?
Yeah, why? Why do I have to press one for English? Why do I have to do that? Why is it that these liberals have gone so far, so out of their way to make things, to accompany these people? They need...
Accommodate.
You need to learn English, and if you need to obey the laws. And now look at the shit that we're in because we're a free country and we let these people come over here because these two fucking moron ragheads are pissed off about something. Look what they did. They murdered. They murdered an 8-year-old boy.
What about the fucking white guy who was bombing people in...
Oh, okay.
What about the fucking white guy? What,
you mean the domestic terrorist?
The fucking white racist piece of shit.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I gotta find the spot.
Killed an 8-year-old boy.
Wait a second here.
Dropping gold prices over the last week.
Pulled this off. They killed an 8-year-old boy. Murdered an 8-year-old boy.
Skipping.
Yes.
We need to stand together, America, and this shit will not happen anymore. This has to stop. We've been talking about it for years, over and over again, about all of this. You can take your mosque and you can shove it up your ass. We're sick and tired of it. Yes.
Well, the thing is, we need to get over the fact that, you know, oh, you can't insult the prophet. You can't insult Islam. Who the fuck cares how you feel? You're in my country, all right? We're not a Muslim country. You put a rag on your head, it's my right to be suspicious. When I go to, when I get on an airplane and I'm sitting next to a Muslim jihad-looking dude, I ask him, I say, dude, are you a terrorist? And he gets all bent out of shape. What's that supposed to mean?
You're what are you doing?
Yeah, because no 90-year-old women have brought down any planes recently. So are you or are you not a terrorist? Answer the fucking question.
Listen to what a fucking asshole I am on a plane, because I'm a white guy and I have a right to challenge anyone wearing a fucking rag on their head.
Dude, you're harassing people.
Can we turn to you and say, are you a homophobe? Are you a racist son of a bitch cocksucking pig?
Yeah, are you an anti-Semitic dickbag?
Right.
I have the right to ask you that.
Well, you're marginalizing white people. Did you see
a piece of shit?
All the whiny little piss babies literally losing their minds over the fact that the Austin bomber was identified as white.
He is. He's a white terrorist.
Oh, why do they say that?
Because it's true.
What does that have
fuck?
To do with anything? If he was a Muslim, they wouldn't have said anything about it. Right. There would be nothing going on in this country right now except for,
they wouldn't have mentioned his ethnicity, right? Come on. Right. Fuck off, you fucking idiot. You got to be shitting me. Who the fuck are these guys? Who are these guys?
Renegade Radio.
This guy works with Mike Pence, one of our fucking leaders.
The new director for the pro-Trump group America First Policies. There you go.
You guys are a bunch of fascist Nazi racists. And I bet you don't like it when people call you that. Good.
Oh, really? Because I'm white?
Here's the problem. In our country, Joe Biden... basically, he didn't even really say it. He kind of makes a joke about if he was in high school, he'd beat up Donald Trump because he's a shithead.
Right.
We don't even, and we couldn't handle that. What's wrong with that? What is wrong with standing up to these racists? These people are vile. Do you think when people listen to this dickhead, they aren't emboldened to do the same thing that guy's joking about? You don't think people that listen to this go on airplanes, they see somebody color them, say, hey, you're a terrorist over there? Of course they do. We got to figure out how to deal.
And then fuck you if you don't like it. Fuck you if you don't like it. Oh, like Muslims don't blow people up all the time.
I mean, do you feel? See, what I don't understand about the whole, I don't mean to make this about that Biden thing, but the liberal response to that kind of pisses me off. Because didn't you see that as Biden standing up to Trump on behalf of people in this country who can't? That's what I saw. That's what I saw. That's what people need. Are you kidding me? The fans of this fucking shit Renegade Radio are going to go on airplanes and they're going to terrorize people of color because of these guys. We got to stand up to these fuckers.
Right.
Fuck them. Fuck Nazis.
There is a it looks like some breaking news here.
Oh shit, that's that. Hey, listen, that's never good. That's never good.
This breaking news. Breaking news here on the Crab Diving Network, everybody.
This just in.
Alabama.
Uh-oh. Oh, fuck me. Okay.
The Washington Post is reporting.
Yes.
That one of the accusers of Roy Moore.
Who's Roy Moore again? I forgot.
He's the former 2-time Supreme Court.
Oh, yes.
Chief Justice of Alabama.
The homophobe banned from malls.
The twice removed Supreme Court Justice.
All right. And back
from Alabama.
Back in the day, they used to have, when he would go to high school football games, there was a policeman assigned to him so he wouldn't get all handsy with the underage women.
Yeah, and Roy Boner watch.
That's a fucking horrible thing to, horrible duty to pull, you know.
So... days after a woman accused U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore of sexual impropriety.
Yes.
Two Roy Moore supporters approached her attorney.
Okay.
And offered money for her to drop her lawsuit.
Oh, my. Is that? That's illegal. You can't do that, right? That's a bribe.
They asked, or they tried to get the lawyer to drop the woman as a client. They were trying to pay off the lawyer.
Oh, my God.
They wanted him to drop the woman as a client and say publicly that he didn't believe her.
Holy shit. That's...
the damaging statement would then be given to...
dee-dee-dee-dee.
Breitbart News.
Oh, my fucking God.
At the time, it was being run by Steve Bannon.
Oh, shit.
In exchange, the men offered to pay the lawyer... $10,000 and promised to introduce him to Bannon and others at the nation's capital.
And others? Oh, I get to meet Steve Bannon. The guy's got 8 shirts on and is obsessed with Hitler and meth.
The lawyer's name is Eddie Sexton. Parts of his account are supported by recorded phone conversations, text messages, and people in whom he confided at the time.
Damn. Boy, that, look at the GOP, would you?
The effort to undermine Lee Korfman's allegations show how far some of Moore's more fervent supporters were willing to go.
They're liars. They're evil.
Trying to pay off a lawyer
to
get him to lie and say he didn't believe her.
To abandon her client, the client, and not even abandon them, then to smear their name.
To go public
to
and smear
lying.
Her, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What the fuck? Oh. Anybody, listen.
Family values, right?
Isn't it right.
Isn't that the family values party?
Oh, yeah, totally, Pat.
Oh.
And by the way, both parties.
I was confused for a second.
They're equally fucking corrupt.
Holy shit.
Jesus. That's big news, right? I mean, that's crazy. That's fucked up. Oh, my God. Crooked Hillary.
Man.
Crooked Hillary. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, my God. Suck my dick, universe. Insane.
And I guess the guys are admitting it.
They're like, ah, fuck it.
In separate interviews, they acknowledge seeking a statement and arranging a meeting between Sexton and 2 Breitbart reporters, but they don't think they did anything improper.
No, and I don't know that anybody in Alabama is going to give a fuck.
Our effort was to let the truth come out, but it wasn't.
But that's, you were saying that's mental illness. That's what that is. That's not the truth. You're trying to coerce someone into lying, right?
Yeah.
Here's $10,000. Say your client's lying. Drop them as a client.
One of these assholes did acknowledge making a statement. he would get legal work from Bannon as part of a Breitbart expansion in Alabama. So he's like, not only are we going to give you $10,000, you go on and say that bitch lied. Then when Steve Bannon expands down here to Alabama, we'll get you a lawyering job.
Oh, God damn. Yeah. You can meet Steve Bannon.
This guy said no. How many out there might have said yes? Or how much other shit has been covered up by stuff like this that we don't know about?
I don't know.
Because there are nefarious people out there who will jump into bed with these Christo whores.
Think about it like this. What if Roy Moore had never ran for Senate?
What do you mean?
Oh, what do I mean? What you just said. We might not know a lot of these stories. Oh,
right, right, right.
You know?
So that's the breaking news. That's Roy Moore's lawyer said some guys tried to get him to lie about his client.
Not Roy Moore's accusers, lawyers or whatever, right?
He's the accused. Yeah, the accuser's lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Two Roy Moore toadies tried to get him to.
Yes. Who's shocked? Who's shocked?
Now, did you see in West Vagina that they're worried about it happening again now? Because
what?
The current person who is in the lead,
yes,
for the Republican primary for a West Virginia Senate seat, is Don Blankenship.
Okay.
Coal Baron, who served a year in prison for not upholding safety measures and a mining accident killed 29 people.
Oh, my God.
He cut costs. 29 people died.
Ooh.
He only goes to jail for a year because he's a rich white cunt.
Oh, yes.
And now he's out. He's running for Senate and he's in the lead.
Oh, my God. And he's a coal baron.
He's a coal cunt.
Imagine you're a... Who the fuck is a coal baron? Like, I don't even understand. Like, what?
I'm sure it was inherited.
Is it 2018? Am I nuts?
How many of these people worked their way to the top? They're all crotch spawn, right? Former coal people.
Does he have like one of those twirly little villain mustaches? I'm a coal baron.
I think he does have a mustache.
Really?
Yeah, a little porn stash. Coal Baron Don Blankenship, freshly freed from 1 year in prison. The incident marked the deadliest coal mining accident in 40 years. He was found partially responsible.
Yes.
He became the first ever high-ranking executive convicted of workplace safety violation.
Oh, okay. So he's famous. Well,
he was freed. He filed to run for U.S. Senate as a Republican, of course.
Wow, a Republican, huh? You don't say.
As one of the wealthiest and most influential men in Appalachia.
Oh, God damn,
he has dumped $450,000 of his own money.
Yay!
Into TV ads blasting all of his fellow Republicans.
Yes!
As a result, he is now ahead in the polls.
Right.
And
right.
The GOP is starting to worry.
Yeah.
The
GOP's worried because they're going to have to get behind somebody heinous.
Yes. Another Roy Moore-ish kind of thing.
Why are they worried about that? I see that is confusing.
Cause they'll lose.
Yeah. They
worry about losing. That's
right.
All they care about.
Hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Don't think it says having an ex-con who's lacked safety in coal mines killed a lot of West Virginians isn't a good look for the Republican Party.
Yeah. I mean, hey, listen, I'll say this. If you guys can pull off this, I mean, I don't know.
Republicans in West Virginia are trying to figure out how to stop him.
Just blame Hillary.
Because they can't say we're going to keep money from you because he's a gazillionaire. He's self-funding.
Yeah. Well, you know how you stop shit like this, GOP, you stop being so heinous. And so, I mean, Republicans, you ever wonder why a candidate like this doesn't say, hey, I'm going to run as a Democrat? Do you ever wonder that? You know what I mean? There's a reason he's attracted to you.
And like Roy Moore, like Trump, like all of these ass carbuncles, they're proud that the GOP leadership hate them.
Yeah, it's the outsider.
Anti-establishment.
Absolutely. But he is establishment. He's for the establishment. He's for the establishment that killed workers.
Right.
Oh, wow.
But a lot of lunatics in West Virginia aren't happy with Mitch the Bitch. They say there's a long simmering distrust because Blankenship thinks McConnell doesn't sufficiently support the coal industry.
Well, God, yeah. Well, I don't like Mitch either. I don't know what to tell you.
He has some kind of everyman appeal in West Virginia. They pay money for ads.
Are you?
And dummies believe the ads. Trump is a man of the people. There are still people out there who will say that to your face without laughing.
What the fuck? What kind of man of the people is Trump? And he's rich as shit. All he does is play golf. He's got these weird, I mean, listen, I know right-wing nut jobs have weird opinions about shit, but that thing about, like, you shouldn't exercise because your body only has so much energy.
Right, so much energy reserves.
To put out over its lifetime, you might, it's just, everything's weird.
I need that energy to propel all of my loads.
Right. man of the people.
So it's a three-way tie right now.
A coal
between
baron,
this guy and two other Republican, I'm sure, assholes.
A coal baron.
But this is a murdering coal baron, a murderer.
You know what's funny? This, I don't know why this made me think of this, but a long, long time ago, when I lived in Chicago, I remember Mayor Daley was running for mayor again. And, you know, that guy was, he was dirty. I mean, you know.
Daley Jr.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you know. He's a Democrat in Chicago, and they're corrupt, right? I mean, you can say they're kind of corrupt.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, you better be white. You better be.
Yeah, I met him a couple of times.
Better keep.
You
it
know,
in line.
My family was a little connected to that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That part of the mob.
One time there was his challengers 1 year to run against him for mayor. One guy had a cat burglaring charge. You know what I mean? Like there was never. The guy was, honestly had one of his challengers.
Corrupt as fuck in Chicago.
Had a charge for being a cat burglar. I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? You climb up
through
walls?
Windows and shit, yeah. Or you steal cats. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Breaking in and grabbing pussies.
But Mayor Daley won the election. He won the election that year. I know that's shocking.
So we'll keep our eyes on what's going on there in West Virginia. But thanks to Trump.
Right.
The most vile vermin, subhumans, are now emboldened. They're like, fuck it, I'm running.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck it. Right.
I can take my hood off and run as
How
me,
many votes?
Proudly.
How many votes did Roy fucking Moore get? Too many.
Almost one.
A rapist of children.
Yeah, he almost
Not
won.
Not allowed at the goddamn mall. Almost won the Senate in Alabama. You're right. Why wouldn't the most vile pieces of garbage say, I'm going to run for Republican too? I'm a fucking coal baron that lets people die in my fucking minds. Fuck you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're right. Listen, at @polite_radical, but Fusion GPS, but her emails.
Right.
Right. Hillary's corrupt.
She sold all of our uranium.
You. God, fuck off, Republicans. That's a good point. And fuck Breitbart. You're right. fuck Bannon writing his jaundiced asshole.
Gross.
Yeah. I don't think that's the only
jaundiced
part.
Probably got meth sores on it too, right?
Ooh, perfect.
Got
a cream.
I'm still amazed
Is
by
Bannon
that story
married?
From Alabama. He was divorced.
He was divorced. That's right. That's right. Because he got in a physical altercation with his wife in Santa Monica when they were married. His wife tried to call 911. He took the phone away from her and broke it.
Allegedly.
Oh, yes. Allegedly.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Thoughts and prayers, baby.
I've got... Well, here's a little bit of Christian America.
Ooh.
Here in Florida.
Oh, okay. It's where we live. Shit, I forgot for a second. Wait, Governor Jerry Brown's not our guy?
Where a man broke into a Buddhist monastery.
Oh, God,
guys. We have Buddhist monasteries here in Florida.
Yeah, and imagine this shit happens. How embarrassing.
Destroyed $48,000 worth of statues and ornaments because God told him to destroy the false idols.
Yes, you're insane. You're insane. Imagine somebody breaks into a church, does all this bullshit. Imagine the headlines. Oh, my God. Terrorism.
His name is Hinson. When they arrived, they saw him standing by a van.
Yes.
He told the deputy on scene that God told him there are too many false idols and I'm here to handle it.
What a motherfucking simpleton.
They found numerous items damaged, including 25 marble statues, marble ornaments.
Yay!
The Buddhists, man.
They're Buddhist guys.
Although, you know, there's some asshole Buddhists out there, too.
Yeah, but you know, we talked about this yesterday, and we live in the Bible hole. You called it the Bible hole?
I may have.
And in the Bible hole, we live in a world where it's the Christians doing a bunch of bad bullshit to people that aren't Christians.
Yes.
So, you know. Fuck you, Jesus. No offense.
There was a similar act of vandalism in the same city a few days earlier. They have not officially connected, but they're investigating both incidents. This case of vandalism comes a few days after a longtime Tallahassee business had its statues destroyed. The patio shop lost around 90% of its inventory.
Wait.
Interestingly, all of the store's religious statues were destroyed.
You know, I lost it. I just realized this. Where the fuck is my Buddha? I had a Buddha. I had a white ceramic Buddha that I never painted, but I burned a bunch of candles on, so it had all these cool candle wax. Have you seen that? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Where the fuck is that? I haven't seen that for fucking years. God damn it. I miss that thing.
I had a cool roof Buddha.
Where's that?
In Wisconsin, in Stevens Point, when I was going to college.
Goes on the roof?
My apartment, I lived in a converted attic, so I used to have to take, really, for a college student who was high and drunk occasionally, perilous steps.
Oh, geez.
Up to my attic apartment from the outside.
Yeah, but and, the way you drive, you know.
And, but one of my windows led out to a roof,
right,
for the porch below.
And you put Buddha on the roof?
Well, there, when I moved in, someone had left a really cool concrete Buddha there.
In that weather?
And
so cold.
We hung out there all the time. And
I want a roof Buddha.
We smoked weed and drank out on the roof.
What if we put a roof Buddha up here?
How do we get up on the roof here?
A little ladder.
A ladder.
Yeah. Fuck that. I'm not doing that. I'm paralyzed.
Sovereign state of Mississippi.
Eat my dick.
Yeah.
Everybody goes to gamble there, you know?
Oh, poor Jesse Waters is upset about poor Donald Trump having to sign that evil libtard bill.
Oh, Jesse.
We'll get
geez.
To that.
You know,
we'll get to that in a moment. Oh,
damn it. I'm already starting to hate him.
I
hate him
he's
more than most.
One of the lowest of the low. Yeah.
And you're not
everything,
funny.
He's everything that's wrong with America.
And he thinks he's funny. And he thinks he's clever. But he's garbage.
Right. And he's an entitled white asshole. I mean.
Absolutely.
Everything that that prime minister or whoever of New Zealand said about Trump. The ugly American. Self-aggrandizing. Narcissistic. Obnoxious. Crass.
Ugh.
Boorish.
He's a.
Superior.
Vomit.
Right.
You're a vomit.
Pukey.
Oh, not funny.
Mississippi done and went and passed their ridiculous 15-week abortion ban.
Oh, my God. Why do you hate women?
Where many women don't even sometimes realize they're pregnant at 15 weeks.
It's not your pussy. It's their pussy. Don't legislate it.
One day after the asshole governor there signed it, a judge issued a restraining order blocking the law for taking effect.
Right.
The the district judge wrote a brief delay in enforcing a law of dubious constitutionality.
Dubious.
It serves the public interest in preserving the freedom guaranteed in the United States of Mountain City, blah, blah, blah. House Bill 1510 signed into law by asshole Governor Phil Bryant, Christo fascist dickwad.
Oh, perfect. Gosh.
Making Mississippi the state with the earliest abortion ban in the nation.
What is the point of that? How does that serve health needs of women?
Well, and there's no number. There's zero reason for that number. Like, they can say 20 weeks is fetal pain, even though it's not.
See, I want to, that's the name of a band.
But they can try. They can try to say that that's around the time the fetuses allegedly feel pain.
Right.
It's a little later.
Science.
But 15 weeks, there's zero. There is zero scientific reason behind it. They just want to go lower. How low? Literally, they've said that. How low can we go until it's zero? Until we make sure it's illegal.
That so let's skip to the part, right, where they get sued. They're going to get sued. And then
they already have. The ACLU is sued instantly.
So who pays for that lawsuit? The fucking taxpayers, because these guys are lunatics.
The taxpayers of Mississippi, yeah. And this is another one of those where I want a federal law that these assholes have to pay out of their own pockets. If they intentionally pass what they know to be unconstitutional laws, just to be fucking assholes.
Right. Because they know it's going to be deemed. So you can, they're just grandstanding for their constituents, right? For their idiots. They're playing their dumb dickhead base.
They call it the Gestational Age Act.
Oh, God.
Makes exceptions only for medical emergencies or in cases in which there's severe fetal abnormality. No exceptions for race, rape, or incest.
So if your uncle rapes you
and holds you prisoner for 15 weeks, one day,
you're fucked.
You evil whore. You shouldn't have looked so good for your uncle.
Well,
you're carrying that baby.
What happens in Mississippi? Do you watch The Handmaid's Tale and like, I don't get it?
Not far enough.
Right. I'm rooting for the wrong people. God.
The law requires doctors who perform abortions after 15 weeks to report the details. If they knowingly violate the law, their medical licenses will be suspended or revoked.
Oh, my God. You know what? Honestly, and I this is about gender. This next presidential election needs to be about gender, and it needs to be about race, because dickheads in Mississippi need to see a woman as president, because they obviously have problems with women. So much so, it's affecting their fucking laws. I think the country needs it. Is what I'm saying makes sense?
Yeah.
Makes sense? God damn it.
We tried.
This is crazy. Well, we're going to try
again. We almost had a woman.
Thank you, Zuck. You did this. Zuckerberg, you fuck.
Mississippi is among a handful of states with only one remaining clinic providing abortion services.
In that one clinic, it's 15 weeks.
Mississippi already has a 20-week ban.
And this hurts poor people. This hurts poor people that need abortions.
Because rich people are going to go to their rich doctor, and he's going to say, oh, you look about 12 weeks along to me, as they're clubbing the baby as it's climbing out of her vagina.
This is class warfare.
Yeah.
This is warfare upon poor women, poor people.
100%.
Fuck this. God, and everybody had their panties in a wad because Joe Biden joked that he was going to beat somebody up. Oh, God, listen to the other side. Listen to how fucking vile they are. We got to get an attitude adjustment as progressives. We are not dealing with sanity. We are dealing with insane fucking bullies.
Right.
They got to be dealt with. This is nuts.
The, let's see, Idaho.
Okay.
Yeah. This is really creepy.
There's like five people in Idaho.
This is another one of those, another way they're trying to go after women's right to have sovereignty over their own bodies. This is, I don't know how this one's going to fly. My favorite named governor.
Right.
even though he's a Republican, signed a ridiculous bill yesterday in Idaho.
Okay.
Governor Butch Otter.
What?
Butch Otter. sounds like a on Grindr. It sounds like a group,
baby,
you belong to.
I'm a Butch Otter.
Right?
Hashtag Butch Otter. God damn.
Butch Otter signed a bill into law that will require abortion providers to collect data on women's personal and health details.
Listen, you Republicans hate women. Just say it.
The report will include women's age, race, number of children.
What?
If any of their children have died and their number of past abortions.
What is the point of that?
They want a list. The legislation also requires medical practitioners to report a list of any possible complications to the abortions, including infection, blood clot, hemorrhaging, depression, anxiety, or sleeping disorders.
What about HIPAA? What about HIPAA? Don't
well,
you?
That's exactly it. Right.
And you're telling me Butch Otter wants this? Damn, dude, you suck, man. That's the evil shit.
2 days prior, he signed another law. This one makes me insane because this is against science.
Okay.
It's called the Abortion Reversal Law, which requires women to be informed that a drug-induced procedure can be halted halfway. So if you're supposed to take two pills a couple days apart to kill your baby, you can stop when you're halfway done and don't kill them. And that's not true.
Okay.
Doctors and scientists, medical experts, including the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, have said there is little scientific evidence supporting that theory. It's not true. Don't tell them you can save your little fetus after you've started the abortion pill protocol.
Okay. I don't know how to talk to these people. I'll say this, Butch. I don't know. You must hate women. I can't imagine how much you hate women. But even though you hate them, you think they're vile, women need health care. And they need health care based on science. And I don't know. Why? That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Yeah.
God. And Texas wants you to bury your fetus and, oh my God, please, everyone suck a dick. Go away. Fuck you.
So the Krista ban
really
marches
honestly
forward in this country.
What the fuck? It is really, it's a war. It's not like, it's insane. Think about this. What do the Republicans want? They want to ban Muslims.
Sure.
They want guns everywhere, up my ass.
Yep.
They don't want women to have any dominion over their vagina.
Correct.
What are they for?
Gay people can't get married anymore, and eventually they'd probably like to put them in camps.
Oh, okay.
They don't want to admit that. But
oh, you're a trans person. Yeah. Unzip your pants. I want to take a look at your cock or whatever before you take a piss. So what are they for?
Right.
I don't get it.
Idaho becomes the latest conservative state requiring women to be informed that they can be halted, that these drug induced
stupid
procedures can be halted, even though medical practitioners say no. Let's not forget, they also tried to force doctors to tell women, you're going to get the cancer.
Yeah.
You have a higher incidence of cancer if you have an abortion. Not true.
Every
medical association says that is not true. There's no evidence of that. But they passed laws forcing them to
do it. What does this Butch Otter do in the mornings? You get up, looks at himself and say, hey, listen, Butch, I want you to be the biggest dickhead to women that you possibly can be. I know you can do it. Don't you want to do something good? Like, how do you do shit like this and like go about your day? I mean, don't you feel like a giant bag of shit?
You little son of a bitch.
How do you live with yourself? I don't get it.
No, the sanctimony is.
Oh, are they a hero?
Oh, sure.
Are they a martyr?
They're saving babies.
God.
Saving babies.
But you don't want to, you know, the thing is, you don't want to give women, you know, child care. You don't want to afford people any help once they have these babies. Is that true? The only thing you want to do is plant crack in their car?
The black ones.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, you guys suck. I don't like you.
Trump's America.
Wait a second. Wait. We just did a Trump's America. Oh, is this more
still Trump's America?
America,
man. Oh, there's God. A lot of Trump's Americans out there.
Get my heroin, Kate.
Maine.
Yes. Okay.
The home of
Paula Page. Dear, is he still in charge or no? Or...
Paula Page.
Boo.
A pastor.
Yes.
In the sovereign state of Maine.
Suck my dick.
Has, was on the school board, because that's a great idea.
All right. Welcome to Iran.
Has resigned.
All right.
Following complaints from parents.
Yes.
So I guess there's some sane parents in Maine.
Hell yeah.
Who are upset about the pastor's Facebook posts promoting white pride
and
insulting black people and Muslims.
Guys, this racism, this KKK shit, quit calling it alt-right. You're normalizing it. This is fucked.
Bob Celeste, senior pastor at, you're kidding me, ChristianPatriot.com.
Hey, Jesus was really into racism. He was black. Jesus was black.
ChristianPatriot.com.
Do you think they understand the conflict in their faith and shit like that? Like, that they hate black people. Don't you think that's a problem for their faith? Because Jesus was from Africa. And he was, in fact, probably black.
Blonde hair, blue eyes. I've seen paintings of him.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
Paintings done by other white people. Okay.
You hate, why do you hate Christians?
Oh, because they're dickheads. Have you been listening to this show today? They're killing us. There.
Well, and a little fuck you to these people of Maine.
Yes.
For putting this asshole on the school board in the first place.
Right.
I mean, if you don't look into who you're putting in charge of your children's edumacation,
yeah, dude,
you're an asshole.
And by the way, if he's putting racist shit on his Facebook page, how hard is that? It could have been, you didn't have to dig that deep to find out this guy's a racist, I imagine.
One post warned all Muslims that the United States has the highest concentration of armed Christians in the world.
Yeah, we know. It's disturbing. That's not a good thing, by the way. That's a bad thing, right?
The
right, Kate?
He stepped down before completing the final year of a 3-year term.
God, 2 years of this guy.
He claims that he wants to spend the time I have left, contemplating a translation of the Bible from ancient Greek and Hebrew. He says he has stage 4 cancer. Oh, well, that's too bad.
Hey, listen, sorry.
He's claiming that his resignation has nothing to do with the interesting timing that 2 days prior, people started protesting.
Right.
About the shit that he writes on Facebook.
It's disturbing.
He says it has nothing. This has nothing to do with the fools that say I'm racist. They can't even define racist.
But wait, did he not put shit on Facebook that was plainly racist? Promoting white supremacy, you said.
He declined to describe his political views generally, but asked, is there anything wrong with protecting the white race?
It's protected! It's fucking protected!
Now,
it's protected.
He's on the school board, or was. He's also said born-again Christians should not put their kids in public schools where they're taught lies, and that racism is anyone that disagrees with Islam.
Oh my God, you stupid dick fuck. The white... Do we... Kate, everybody in here understands the white race is protected.
Other stuff.
Time.
Other stuff he's posted on Facebook include postings about Pizzagate.
Oh, God.
That
damn.
It exists, by the way, not that it's being debunked.
No, and you know, a lot of you dickheads, maybe you don't think your actions don't have consequences, but somebody went there to this restaurant with a gun and shot up the place, right?
Right.
And that's fucked up.
He is most known, however, for his opposition to teaching evolution in school science class. So you fucking knuckle draggers elect him to the school fucking board.
What did he do in 2 years? I'm curious to what he voted on. What was his agenda? What did he do with his time as a school board member? You don't believe in evolution. Go fuck yourself. This is 2018, baby. God damn this dickhead. Ugh.
Celeste at board meetings often voiced disdain for public schools and teaching evolution. They say that his opinions are very, very much in the minority on the 22-person board.
Well, I would hope so. I would hope he's the only one. What else? Look into the rest of them.
Well, and who the fuck sent him there is the question. Yeah. Who voted for this fucking asshole?
Well, do you think they vote? I don't know. I don't know. Guy's like a fucking racist. See, that's the problem. That's the problem. This goddamn election, we heard a lot from the racist right. So much so that it got normalized. This term alt-right makes racism sound almost palatable to some people.
It's alt.
It's not.
Alt everything's cool.
Alt right.
Alt comedy's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Alt music is cool.
Well, it's
alt movies are cool.
Let me explain alt comedy. It's an alternative to comedy.
It's not funny.
Which it's not comedy.
Right.
I don't know. Whatever you want to call it.
I don't understand that when people are like, I'm an alt comic. Oh, so you're not funny.
You don't have, whatever. Listen, this alt right shit is bullshit. It is the right. It's racism. Alt-right is code for racism. It's white supremacy. Quit calling it that. You're normalizing it. Motherfucker. God, yeah.
Ohio?
Okay.
Strap in.
Ooh, yes.
Protect the vagina again, ladies, because Christians in Ohio. House Bill 565.
Yes.
Proposed by Ohio Republican Christo Moulas.
Yes.
State reps Ron Hood and Nino Vitale.
Hey,
Nino.
Can we go lower than 15 weeks?
The bill would not just ban abortions outright, but doctors who perform them would be charged with murder and given the death penalty.
Okay. Wow, our country is just filled with simpleton fucking morons without a thought in their fucking head. Now, wait a second. I thought it was a woman's right to have an abortion. So how can you ban it in Ohio? How the fuck is that possible?
Kelly Copeland, executive director of NARAL Pro-Choice in Ohio, said anti-choice extremists from the Ohio State House to the White House are lining up their dominoes to topple Roe versus Wade, punish those who seek or provide abortion care.
What's her name? What is she in charge of? What's it called?
NARAL, the National Association of, I forget what it is, but it's women's pro-choice.
God, send them some fucking money. Good Lord.
NARAL. The Governor Kasich has, however, previously vetoed a heartbeat bill.
What is that? Like, if you hear the fetal heartbeat,
yeah,
you can't fucking,
which is
get
like, that's earlier. That's really, he felt it wouldn't survive the legal challenge. Oh, look, Governor Kasich being, and he's anti-abortion.
Right.
But he realizes,
yes,
that it's going to cost his state hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to defend an unconstitutional law that the assholes put forward just to lick the holes of their goddamn Christo-fascist base.
Yeah, and but if I'm to understand, if it weren't for that, he would be all for it.
Yes.
So fuck him. He's a fucking dickhead. Fuck these GOP motherfuckers.
This bill is even more extreme, so they're pretty confident it's going to get vetoed by Kasich if it makes it that far.
Look at this country. Look at this.
Here at Pathos, it says we can still be in shock over how these Republicans and 18 co-sponsors would rather kill doctors who are helping women to save some unborn cells.
Okay. I again, in our Nazis are bad. Fuck Nazis. Nazis suck. Women are good.
It's a little sad that we have to remind people of this.
We're full of a bunch of racist toddlers in this fucking country with guns. How nice.
Yeah. This is out of also Mississippi.
Eat my dick.
Really sounding like
eight.
Between Alabama and Mississippi, they're battling.
Oh yeah.
West Virginia, you guys are
and
all.
By the way, Ohio went lower than 15.
Sure.
They went zero.
Yeah. Just to show you that there's
denied. Why don't you pass out chastity belts?
Theocrat fascists everywhere who want to turn this into Christian Iran.
Nobody wants to fuck. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to have a good time. Nobody wants to smoke weed. Oh, we all suck. Legalize mushrooms.
Oh, all these people are fucking.
Oh, yes.
You know they're cheating on their spouses. Oh, that's true. And everything. These fucking lying hypocrites.
Don't you think we should legalize psychedelics? I mean, come on.
Yeah, maybe.
All this other bullshit. Oh, come on.
A man named Joel Ryals, R-Y-A-L-S. Arrested in Mississippi.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit, dude.
He is a former public safety officer who worked at the Creation Museum.
Boo!
He was arrested now in Mississippi.
The Creation Museum.
After law enforcement... That's isn't that Ken Ham's vibe?
Is this this isn't the Ark Encounter. This is a different thing or Creation Museum. Who cares?
No, that is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Creation Museum was there first, and then they put the Ark Encounter up.
Oh, okay.
Next to it.
Oh, good. Oh, look at all it's like Disney and Epcot Center.
So this is Ken Ham's joint.
Okay.
Ooh,
yes.
The they were tipped off by someone who noticed a package at his house which said C4 explosive on the side.
Right. C4.
They found it in Mississippi, but he lives here in Florida. Local law enforcement found all sorts of military grade explosives.
Why?
In his Florida home.
Oh, Florida.
He was arrested in Mississippi while conducting canine training for police that he apparently is not certified to teach.
He was training people how to do shit with dogs, and he's not allowed to.
I guess so.
What's up with it? What's he doing with all these fucking bombs and shit? Like, what's his deal?
The Polk County Sheriff Grady, Grady Judd.
Grady Judd!
Holy shit. Said military-grade explosives, materials to build bombs, tactical equipment found in his possession are extremely dangerous.
No shit. Thank you. Yes. They're dangerous. Extremely.
He has a canine training website full of religious language.
Oh, God. See, how is this guy not a jihadist? Like a Christian jihadist. How is he not some violent religious extremist? Why don't we think of him as that?
Well, yeah, and what could go wrong with a religious extremist with boxes of C4?
And here's what I'm concerned with. Somebody go in there and get those fucking dogs. My fucking God. I don't like that. Bunch of dogs around explosives. Kate?
Rowdy Ryles Ranch is his website where he talks about teaching dogs.
Hey, lunatic, domestic terrorist, fucknut. What a shitty website. What is it?
Rowdy Ryles Ranch.
I can't even say that. Rowdy Ryles Ranch.
What we do, keep it simple. We enjoy God's creators and his creation.
That's weird.
Loves sharing what we...
we love sharing!
This is their website. We love sharing what we have learned and watching families grow.
And I love blowing shit up! Why does he have all these guns and explosives? What does that have to do with any of this shit on the website? I don't know. Loves blowing shit up! Love sharing God's creation!
So I guess they're investigating this guy.
What does that even mean? Yeah, really. What does that even mean, lunatic? We love sharing God's creation. That sounds creepy. I mean, really, let me take my dick out.
Yeah, these people are...
we loves it.
Are crazy.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fuck them. What's up with these fucking explosives, too? God, I just hate that... You know,
come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal us. Okay. He has stricken, but he will bind us up.
He has stricken.
Well, that sounds shitty.
He has stricken.
He's doing the tearing, but he'll heal you.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's fun. That sounds like an evening. How about we don't do any of it and I just sit there with my thumb up my ass?
I'm gonna slice your arm and then sew it up for you. How's that?
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like fun. Jeez.
Meanwhile, after 2 days, he will revive us.
Why 2 days?
So on the third day, he will raise us up that we may live in his sight. Let us know. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. He is going forth to is established as the morning. He will come to us. Oh, he's going to come on us.
Oh, really?
Okay. Oh, to us. Excuse me. Okay. He's going to come to us like the rain.
Wow, that's some weird shit.
Let the latter and former rain to earth. Hosea 6, verse 1 through 3 is proudly displayed on Rowdy Riles's ranch.
Oh, you know, we got to be tolerant of these religious fuckheads with their guns and all, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why does this guy have C4?
Because they're all nuts.
Kit, when I sit here and I talk about preparing for war and violence, I've done everything I've done with information. I know the First Amendment's numero uno if you got it. I just have seen what they do behind the scenes up front. They're spoiling for a fight. There's communists on the streets everywhere intimidating people, pointing guns. You guys stood up to Antifa and you got banned off YouTube.
Here, this is him again, creepily making the case that his violent rhetoric isn't violent at all. Okay. It's all the libtards. But it's all the communists walking the streets with their guns out.
Where are we seeing this? Where are the armed communists?
I'm sure you
commies?
Could rattle off a list. Of,
oh, absolutely.
Of
Antifa.
Grains of truth.
Hey, Alex, what about this lunatic with the compound and the C4, you know, and all
Patriot.
The Jesus shit?
Preparing for the libtard war.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They really think they're going to make their move. And look, we've all had somebody start a fight with us. You can tell they don't know what they're doing. They punch you and knock them in the head. They can't believe they hit the ground. But this is guns. This is government. This is weapons. We don't want them throwing that punch. And I just can't believe the SWAT teams, the Justice Department, Trump, with people like Phil Mudd and others saying we're going to kill the president. Well, Phil Mudd ought to get SWAT teamed, you know?
Which he didn't say.
Who is Phil Mudd?
He's upset about this. You know, YouTube has now banned gun videos of demonstrating guns. Idiots running out and shooting shit up.
Thank you. That's nice. That's good, right?
Losing their minds.
Oh, guys.
Losing their minds.
Can you find entertainment in something else? How is that entertaining?
It gets them hard.
Listen to our fucking podcast.
Thinking about killing some black people or some brown people or
protecting
their virgin white women from the rampaging black hordes.
Look at my big boner.
Others saying we're going to kill the president. Well, Phil Mudd ought to get SWAT teamed, you know? He ought to get his ass drug in front of a judge. I mean, you know, they're trying to really start a damn war here. I don't want violence. I want it to stop. But I know this, if it kicks off, we're not just going to sit here in our houses while they have their special little liberal police units come for us. And that's all I'm trying to say is we need, I don't know what we need to do, Kent. What do you think? I mean,
so now he's showing a screen cap from, I don't know what website this is.
Right.
Spikes Tactical Pipe Hitters Union, it says. And it's a bunch of militia lunatics with guns. And it says, not today, Antifa.
Oh, my God. They're not armed commies coming for the white guy. The white guy is fine.
Because it's everywhere.
Well, they're basically, it's like
the
guy that you argue
with.
This
is some lunatic out in the woods. This is some militia dude.
Perfect.
Who he's talking to. I don't know exactly who this guy is. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. Skipping.
God damn. Skipping. I mean,
not domesticated.
But we're absolutely prepared to deal with the violence.
All I'm saying is everybody better get straight. We are in a crisis situation. We weren't just going to take the country back and it was not going to be easy. That's all I'm saying is people need to understand the danger now is 10 times what it was 2 years ago. Do you agree, Kit?
They're using language like if they illegally remove Trump, we're picking up our guns. And by illegally, they mean legally. They mean right. Mueller finds some shit out. The Congress impeaches him. He is removed. They're picking up their guns.
Because the right-wing nut jobs like Nunes and all these fucknuts in Congress are they're trying to delegitimize the FBI.
Right.
And the Justice Department.
Yep.
Man.
Oh, shit, we got to get going. But here's a little bit more of this.
Absolutely. 100%. And it's rapidly getting worse. Rapidly. Day by day.
And, you know, I think our restraint is why they're ratcheting up. But I get our restraint's good because whoever shoots first loses generally.
Our restraint is why they're ratcheting up.
Damn it. You've got to be kidding
me. So they're the victims again. They're right. They're the perpetual victims.
Yes.
The poor put upon white guys.
Oh, my God.
Maybe we'll play the rest of this on Monday, because we got to get the fuck out of here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's been a great week. Don't forget.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.